With Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Now, being young, free and single is so great until it isn't. And then you end up on the apps. So are you wondering why your dream guy isn't responding to those photos of you and your 10 friends, or why no girl seems as interested in that sweet shot of you beside a tiger in Thailand 9 years ago? Well, Dr. Caroline West, relationship columnist with the Irish Independent, is here now with all the best tips to make your profile pop off. Hi, Caroline. How are you?
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm great. You're very welcome along to the show.
Thank you.
Caroline, let's start off with those profile pictures, because that's what I was talking about. What are your top tips there?
Oh God, like you said, yeah, don't have that picture of a drugged out tiger from 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Just let it go. You've had your time. Let it go. It belongs in the past. And group pictures, yeah, you know, if I have to work for more than like 3 seconds to try and figure out who you are, it's immediately a no. So having nice, clear photos of yourself really helps. I actually saw one the other day that had like 20 arrows drawn on it to like one person. And I was like, do you know what? That's kind of funny.
Honestly,
showing your personality.
Because, yeah, and sometimes as well, there can be a group shot where you look so banging in it and you're like, no, I really want to show this off. So, I mean, make it work for you as well.
Absolutely. Stick some emojis over someone's head or something, or like, you know, just make you the focal point of the picture.
Okay, so photos sorted. Why is it important not to come across as a moaner on your profile?
Oh God, it's so negative. It's so, you know, if you have on your profile going, oh, this doesn't work for me, or I'm sick of this. Well, like, that's kind of automatically showing that maybe you're not so good at it, or, you know, maybe you're in a more negative headspace. Like, people want to date and have that excitement and fizz and, you know, crackle, not going, oh God, here's this person moaning at me about how crap dating is. Like, we know it's difficult. So, you know, moaning about it straight off is not really the most exciting, sexy thing to do.
It is one of those things, though, as well, is like, I can so imagine that if you have been in the dating pool for a long time and you are so bloody sick of it, that it will be easy to fall into that trap. But it's just not really going to get you anywhere. It is the glass half full kind of mentality, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And sure, look, if you manage to make it to a real life date, you can have a moan about it then and a chat about how weird it is really to do online dating. Like, it is an odd, you know, evolution, I suppose. We're used to meeting people in the pub and stuff. But being excited about it is really attractive. Like, attractive people are people, it's not necessarily about looks, but it's about attitude and a positivity and, you know, someone going, yeah, I'm really excited for a date, rather than, oh, it probably won't work out, but I'll meet you. Like, you know, that's not going to get you very many swipes.
No, nobody wants to go that far.
No.
Okay, so we've got all that aside. What kind of information should people be putting in their profile?
Yeah, so I think about what you're looking for is really important, you know, so that if you're just looking for something casual, well, then you don't really want to match with anyone who has marriage in their profile. You know, you're going to waste both of your times. So being honest about what you're looking for will drastically increase your chances of success. But it's also, again, attractive because people like to know what you're looking for, you know, and if you have that better idea of like where you are in life and you're like, no, you know, I'm in my sleeping around stage, or for want of a better word for the radio, or I'm in my settling down stage. You know, people want to know that, and they want to see, oh, this is a person who's reflected on their life and they know where they're at. And like, again, really, really attractive.
And also, it is really attractive just to know exactly where you stand.
You
know, you're not playing any games wondering, oh God, are they into me? Is this going to go further? It's like you make it very clear from the beginning where you're at.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Phrases then like just looking for fun and maybe more, they're probably not the best thing to be putting into your profile.
No, because it's like, well, what is fun? Like, for fun, some people can be like the weirdest stuff in the world, or, you know, it can be, you know, that one night stand or whatever. So like a little bit more descriptive. And, you know, you also are up against 500 other people who have just looking for fun in their profile. So something about you as a person that makes you stand out, so that the other person can read your profile and go, oh, I can talk to them about this.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's looking for fun. Like, you're not on there to be miserable. So, you know, like we accept that. We take that as a given. So something that the other person can bounce off of say, oh, like you're really into traveling or whatever. Like anything that makes that opening move a lot easier. Because if you're sending opening moves that just say hi or hey or you're ha, you're like, okay, great, thanks very much. But like anything else, anything about you, you know, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, just make life easier for the other person and show off yourself a bit, you know, and it's okay to shout about how great we are. Yeah. Why not?
I think as well, like sometimes, because my friends do this too, it is nice to ask your friends to help you out a little bit there, because it's very hard to boast about yourself and what you're very good at. You kind of need like an outside perspective. You're like, no, you're absolutely unbelievable at, you know, X, Y, or Z. And then, okay, here, let's go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen some really, really funny ones that were like, yeah, I'd date them if I was a girl. Yeah. Or, you know, they make an amazing grilled cheese sandwich. And it, like, it's just funny and soft. And then you can send them a message and go, well, my grilled cheese sandwich is better than yours. And, you know, you're already in a like fun, flirty kind of environment then.
OK, so once you've matched and you've started messaging, like you said there, what do the types of questions you ask or not ask, like, how do they matter?
Oh, well, they definitely matter if you're into, if you're just there for a hookup.
Yeah.
There's ways to do that without, I mean, the last time I was on a dating app, some guy immediately sent an unsolicited genital picture. Wow. And then said, oh, I want to have sex with you without a condom. And I'm like,
oh God.
Yes, that is an instant block. Like, that's just not going to work. So calm down the directness, you know, maybe someone does really, really want that picture, but maybe not the second message. You know, or ask them. The unsolicited part is the problematic kind of part.
It's a jump scare.
Yeah, it is. It is. You're like, oh, I'm on the bus. I wasn't expecting to see that there. Okay. So if you're asking questions about them, you know, like they'll have nice pictures in their profile, hopefully. Say, oh, you went skiing. How was that? You know, there's lots of little kind of icebreakers. And then you can ask them like, oh, what's your perfect weekend? What's your idea of a perfect date? So that, you know, if they're going to say staying in bed with you, well, then they've made their position fairly clear. Yeah. If you're thinking a 3-course meal and a hike or something, you know, maybe then that's the opportunity to go, oh, are we on different pages here? Or can we combine those two? Or, you know, whatever happens to be. So, yeah, just talk as if this is another person at the end of the line who might have a really good time with you.
Yeah.
So don't blow it by being too forward just yet. And don't blow it by giving nothing. That's the worst. If you're just giving one word answers, oh, it's like pulling teeth.
But that's the point. It's like, well, why are you here? Like,
yeah.
You know, you gotta give to get.
You're like, I'm sorry, am I boring you? Like,
apologies about this. So like you're chatting away to someone, when is the right time to stop being a pen pal essentially and meet up for real?
Oh, the sooner the better.
Okay.
Absolutely. I would leave it no longer than like maybe 3 days to a week, because if you're messaging for ages, they're probably messaging other people. They've probably forgot what they've even told you, because they've told it to like, you know, 10 other people. But then you've invested that much time, and then what if you meet up and you have no chemistry in person?
Yeah. And do you think as well, if you're chatting to someone for so long, you find out so much about them, you create a character of who they are, and then no matter what they do, it's going to be disappointing.
You can never live up to that idea. Like, you know, you've built up this idea in your head, they're perfect and they're going to act like this, but then it's just so one-sided. So you're not seeing that person as a fully flawed, messy human that will be at the other end. You're expecting them to be this perfect Romeo, or whatever the female equivalent of a Romeo is. So it's really hard to break down that stereotype and that image. So meet them for a coffee. It doesn't have to be some massive date, you know, just have a coffee and say, okay, yeah, there are actually sparks here.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're not there for a pen pal.
Okay, do's and don'ts of a first date. You said there, go for a coffee. Is that better than, you know, going for a dinner? Or, you know, definitely, I wouldn't say the cinema is the best example of a first date.
No, no, definitely not. As well as the prices of the cinema nowadays. No, I would say like coffee or something small that like, you know, if you're committing to a dinner, it's kind of hard to get up and leave if the vibes aren't there or they're a bit odd or something. So if you have a coffee, you know, that's like what, like an hour, you know, you can kind of get a good feel of the person. And then you can say, let's go for dinner now if you want to, or, you know, plan that for a second date or something. So it's nice and casual. There's less pressure. Like if you're going for dinner, there's a lot about you have to get dressed up and you have to pick the place, and then you have money involved and who splits the bill and all that kind of drama and stuff. So just a coffee is just nice, low pressure. My neighbour Aoife has given me permission to tell her a story that she's been taken for two McDonald's flurries lately. Not even in the McDonald's, in the drive-through. So maybe a little bit more effort than, like,
I don't know, this is how Brian got me, and we're going on 9 years now.
Oh,
so
no,
like, it could work for some people.
Wait, did you go drive-through or inside?
No, drive-through. I wouldn't be seen in public with that man.
Oh, God.
And here we are.
Well, I mean, there you go. It worked for you. So maybe there's a chance for Aoife still.
But I get it. You kind of want a bit more pizzazz than just a quick drive through of not wanting to be seen anywhere.
Absolutely.
Can we please talk about red and green flags if you think that things are going well and you're interested in seeing this person again?
Absolutely. Yeah. So green flag is if they're respectful and if they're asking you questions about yourself and it's not just all about them. Mm. Even if it is you're just meeting up for sex, like people can still be like respectful and ask things like consent or ask about things like contraception. You know, just because it might be like a one night stand doesn't mean it doesn't have to be based in that level of respect. Yeah. Being sound and decent. And then it might even happen again. Yeah. So red flags are like, you know, if they're immediately overtly sexual, like that guy that was like, here's my genitals straight away. You're like, OK, I might have wanted to see them a few pictures in, but now I definitely don't. So not immediately making things overtly sexual. I'm realizing like people need a bit of time to kind of get into that if that's what they want, or if they refuse to ever, you know, meet you in public, or, you know, they're saying just come straight over to my house. It's like that's not quite as safe as it is in porn or Hollywood or, you know, whichever. So yeah, just being realistic and realizing this is another human. It's okay, you know, we're probably nervous, we're probably anxious, and that's okay. You know, not judging people for being nervous on a date, you know, because there's a lot of pressure.
Look, if you're not feeling it, you've gone on a couple of dates quite possibly, no matter what you're actually looking for here, what is the best way to walk away without ghosting the other person?
Okay, my favourite line for this is one that served me quite well in my dating days, which is one that, you know, saying, oh, you seem like a really nice person, but I don't think we have the kind of chemistry that I'm looking for.
Perfect.
And I think that's nice. It's respectful. It's not saying anything bad about them. Mm. They might be someone else's piece of cake, but they weren't mine. So it's not like crushing their ego. Like people can be really mean, you know, they're like, oh, you're too short or you're too big or you're too whatever. And it's like, they're perfect for someone else, just not for you.
Yeah. So okay, so say that for me again. You're
so
write this down. If you're,
It has been tried and tested quite rigorously by me. So it's saying, I think you're nice. I think you're a great person, but we don't really seem to have the kind of chemistry that I'm looking for. Okay. So best of luck on your future endeavours or something.
No burnt bridges anywhere.
Yeah.
Dr. Caroline West, dating columnist with the Irish Independent, thank you so much for joining me today with some tips on navigating the dating app.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.